Coming down to another part, that is export of services. Export of goods we have seen, that is project export. That is export of services. In export of services, contract for export for the consultation, technical and other services by the Indian companies or firms generally fall into the following categories. These categories are: one is a preparation of the project feasibility report, drawings, designs. That is one part, one category. Second category is supply of the technical know-how and engineering services in different fields. Third one is operation, maintenance and supervision of the manufacturing plant, building and structure. And the fourth one is management contract for commercial concern. Export of the services may be involve the supply of some associated mechanical wear vitals, consumables and the spares also. That is, for example, the contractor may generally have to procure the tools and instrument for their own personal for performing their jobs. Now, the service contracts which requiring the AD banks and Exim banks approval. In some of the cases, like how for the goods, this approval is required from the Exim bank and AD banks. Similar manner for the export of the contract services, our service contract requires approval from the AD bank and also the Exim bank also. In some cases of the service contractors that may require to furnish a performance guarantee to the overseas employer in respect of the project as a whole, especially for contracts in the field of erection, installation of the plant and machinery, as well as the services like electrical and air conditioning installation associated with the civil construction work. Such a service contract involves high contract value and some are complex in characters as a contracts for turnkey or civil construction project. But all the service contracts involving the deferred payment terms also require the post award clearance from authorized dealer or Exim bank. Prerequisite for consideration of the proposal for the service contract which involves the cash payment terms. The contracts which are undertaken should be technically feasible and economically viable contracts. Exporters should secure the mobilization of advance to the extent of 15% of the contract value. And the exporter should not undertake any responsibility for organizing the supplies of the machinery, equipment and material going into the project, because that is covered under different aspect. Here only we are talking about services. Now, and in case of the contract which involves the purchase of the material, machinery and equipment from the third country, such a purchase also should be financed directly by the employer. ECGC can be consulted in advance for its commercial and the political risk which covers the guarantee. And if it is required, it can be obtained also. If it is a DP term, that is document against payment, the rate of interest on the deferred receivable should cover fully the cost of the export and the export credit to be availed from the Indian banking system. Periodicity of the payment, that is time required for the effecting the payment of the principal as well as the interest, should not exceed the half yearly interval as stipulated here. Ordinarily, the payment term should provide advance remittance up to 25% of the contract value, and the payment of installment should be secured by letter of credit or acceptance of the bank guarantee. and if the services of an agent are considered necessary for ensuring the smooth execution of the contract, every effort should be made to keep the rate of the agency commission as low as possible. Now, clearance of this proposal. After entering into the contract for rendering the managerial technical consultancy services with overseas employers, the exporter should submit the bank the form TCS, that is prescribed form TCS. And the bank or Exim Bank may receive such application provided all the facilities which are required for the execution of the contract are being extended by the Exim Bank. Exim Bank makes the necessary arrangement with an authorized dealer to handle the exchange control matters, and like export declaration form, etc., are connection with the execution of the contract. And the Exim Bank monitors such a contract which are cleared by them till their completion, and they ensure that compliance requirement of the completed contract as per the paragraph B10 of the project export manual has been complied with. Okay, as far as follow-up of the service contract is concerned, the exporter who is executing the service contract abroad should furnish the progress report in the month of half yearly in the month of June and December every year. And the exporter should comply with the requirement in this regard for the submission of this report or statement of account and the documentary evidence after completion of the service contract abroad. The last part is the part D, which consists of other matters which is connected to the project export and service exports. First one, foreign currency account, site offices abroad, agency commission, and the financial requirement. These are some of the connected activities of the project export. So, the project service export, projects export or service export, exporter may avail all these facilities such as opening of the foreign currency account, temporary construction of the temporary site office, or hiring of the temporary site office, payment of the agency commission also sometimes he has to give, and availing of the temporary overdraft from the overseas borrowing, subject to condition that it may be stipulated in Exim Bank or authorized dealers. The project exporter also permitted to open the temporary licensing office abroad in connection with the execution of the contract, and the authority who is approving the relative project export proposal will be subject to condition that as may be it is specified by the said authorities. In respect of the third country purchase by the exporter for execution of the project or service contract abroad, which are directly transported by the overseas supplier to the project site and without coming into India, for which the payment is proposed to be made under the letter of credit opened with the bank in India, an authorized dealer of an application made to the exporter may grant waiver of submission of the exchange control copy of the bill of entry, and which will be subject to the condition that the third country purchase have been approved by the concerned approving authority while according the approval award or award of approval project or service exports. And the exporter submits the invoice which is raised on him by the overseas supplier in respect of the goods which are supplied by him directly to the project office or project site, as also the documentary evidence for having received the goods at the project site. Third country export, we understood. Now, let us discuss about the inter-project transfer of funds. Request from the project exporters executing the turnkey construction or service contract abroad for the temporary inter-project transfer of the funds to the meet the cash flow which is deficit should be submitted to the exporter bankers monitoring the project together with the cash flow statement in respect of the borrowing and lending in the project. AD Bank can consider the application on based on its merit and taking into account the overall fund flow position of both project and the permit such temporary transfers. The transfer of the surplus of the funds of the completed overseas project to another ongoing project of the same project exporter is generally not permitted, since such a surplus becomes an repatriable to India as soon as the project is completed and the provisional completion certificate is issued. Right. Now, the construction or equipments, etc., certain regulations. Exporters who are executing the turnkey project or construction services or contracts abroad should normally take from India the construction and other equipment requirement to perform his contract. AD Bank may permit on application to the exporter of the equipment from India on condition that it will be re-imported into India on completion of the project or completion of the contract, and if let out or sold, the full higher charges sale proceeds will be promptly repatriated into India. That kind of undertaking has to be obtained by the authorized dealer bank. This application may be made to the authorized dealer bank by way of a letter stipulating the reference to the post award package, which approval is granted by them, and enclosing a set of SDF form, GR form, which is called as the EDF form nowadays, which is duly completed for the purpose of the export together with undertaking in the form PEX2. PEX2. This is the specified format regarding the re-import of such equipment into India. Requisite EDF form or approval will be granted by the authorized dealer, and AD banks will need to monitor the compliance of the undertaking which is furnished by the exporter to them. Now, import of the equipment, machinery, motor vehicles purchased abroad. See, it is a big contract, turnkey project, big project going on. Naturally, these vehicles, motor vehicles, machinery, equipments are required to be purchased over there, is it not? Therefore, the exporters may sometimes desire to import and use the equipment, machinery, motor vehicles into India after completion of the overseas contract, unless they are disposed of abroad. Either you dispose it of there instead of bringing it to India, or bring it into India. That is one condition. Second one is the import of such items into India will be governed by the prevailing import policy of the government of India. Okay? So, the firms, companies which are executing this kind of contract abroad have to depute their technical and the managerial person abroad for supervising the construction, erection, commissioning of the project, etc. Expenses of such a personnel should ordinarily be met out of the payment which is receivable towards the erection and commissioning of the services. After this, little bit understanding on bid bond and the guarantees against the project export. Okay. Guarantees. Authorized dealer banks may consider and furnish, without prior permission of Reserve Bank of India, all types of the guarantees which are required to be furnished in connection with the execution of the project or contract abroad. In cases where they have been authorized to approve such a proposal of the exporters to undertake the contract abroad. Right? AD banks, they may consider the bid bond or tender guarantee in connection with the bids offer being submitted by the exporter for execution of the contract abroad. Therefore, exporters who are desiring to submit the bids for execution of the project abroad, including the service contract, may furnish their own corporate guarantee in lieu of the bid bond guarantee. In lieu of bid bond guarantee. If they so desire, and subject to condition that the amount of such a guarantee shall not exceed 5% of the contract value. Right? Now, guarantees for borrowing abroad. All the cases where exporters are executing these contracts abroad are granted an approval by the approving authority to raise the foreign currency loan or overdraft abroad against the counter guarantee of their bankers in India for bridging the temporary or shortfall in the cash flow. The authorized dealer concerned can issue a requisite guarantee in favor of the overseas bank from which the loan or overdraft is to be raised. Now, intrinsic situation comes when the project export is to Nepal and Bhutan, where the settlement of the funds happens in Indian rupees only. In this respect, the all project export proposals to the Nepal and Bhutan, which requires the clearance of the concerned authorities like authorized dealer or Exim Bank on terms and condition of the contract at the post-award stage. Provision regarding the opening of the foreign currency bank account, temporary site office or licensing office, and availing of the temporary overseas borrowing are applicable as hitherto in respect of the project export to Nepal and Bhutan also. So friends, with this we have completed our discussion on the project export and deferred payment terms which are used in execution of the turnkey project or contracts abroad. Thank you very much.